holding them Zion Amud Aleph. In the Gemara, Levi Bar Shmuel. That's about, I don't know, 12, 14 lines up. 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up. Levi Bar Shmuel. Ashpichino l'Rabbi Abba l'Rabhuna Barchiyah d'havakaymi apischa d'bei Ravhuna. So he met these two Amaroyim who were by the door of the yeshiva of Ravhuna, the house of Ravhuna. Amarlohu, he asked him the following question. Mahu, what is the halacha l'hachzer mita shel tarsiyim b'shabbos? So Tarsiyim were these traveling workers who would, Rashi says that they were either people who smelted copper, or they were tailors, and they had a traveling bed, a bed made out of pieces. So we mentioned before the idea of a menorah made out of pieces, putting it together is prohibited. See, well, no, this is made to take apart and put together. Every night every morning you take it apart to travel, and every night you put it together to sleep in it. So maybe that's something which is made for that status, to constantly go to put together and take apart, is what's the law in regards to Shabbos. Amrulei Shapar Dami. So Levi Bar Shmuel asked Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya, and they said to him that it's permitted. Also the Kamed Rav Yehuda. Then Levi Bar Shmuel went to Rav Yehuda. And Omer, he said, Harav Shmuel Dami Tavayu Hamachsa Mita Shatasim Bishabas is Chayav Chatas. So they went from being, they said it's permitted, and they went all the way to the other extreme, that it's Chayav Chatas, it's an issue of the race. The Gemara is going to bring brises which support both opinions. So Mesve. So the first brisa is going to be Akasha. And Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Hamachzer Kanei Menorah B'Shabbos. So we had before that the menorah is made out of pieces. A person screws back in the kana into the menorah. One of the arms into the menorah, one of the branches into the menorah is Chayav Chatas. Kana Seyodin Lo Yachzer Mimhichzer is Potar Avolos. Kanishu Siyadin was people who Siyadin were people who were whitewashers. They would place whitewash on the walls. Modern, you know, our equivalent would be the painter. So you had a brush, and the brush had sections which you could add on to it to reach the higher parts of the wall. So you would start out with a shorter stick, and then you would add in another section. You could do a little higher section. So a person would screw in these kana sayadin lo yachzer. You may not do it, but if you did it, it's only a drabanan, because it's made to constantly put together and take apart. The Gemara, where Rashi learns the Gemara feels that mita shel tarsiyim is comparable to the kana menorah more than it's comparable to the kana of the seyodin. That itself really needs some explanation why that should be so. That's a Rashi learns the Gemara. The Braisa continues. Rabbi Simoy Omer, Karen Agula is Chayiv, Karen Peshuta is Potur. This is a musical instrument which was. I can't picture it exactly. Rashi says that you had. Something you would blow into, it had different holes, and you could stick in another instrument which screw into those holes and extend the length of the instruments and create different sounds.
The whitewash instruction, these musical instruments, folks on show, with better understanding, you might want to set that up Friday night.
Oh, they probably are muksa, but we're dealing with the beyond the muksa issue, we're dealing with the Malacha issue. In other words, what halachas do they have regards to Hilchus Malacha? What status does it have? Theoretically, if I would tell you you're allowed to put it together, so then sends a klisha malata leisur. So I want to put it together and use it to reach something which is stuck on the top of the. I could use it, but if I'm not allowed to put it together, I'm not allowed to put it together. So Karen Agul is Chayiv. So they would use this these type of horns. You know, the idea of horn meaning a musical instrument, bugle. So one of them is a straight one, which the what's involved in putting it together is not as significant as the Karen Agula, which is more complicated, and therefore the Karen Agula is more of a malacha. So the Braisa seems to support Rab and Shmuel that it's a chayv chatas. Some more answers. Inu de omer ki haitanu. So Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Huna Bar Chiya, they are going like this other Tanya. The Tanya we learned like this. Malbanu samito, that you would make. You know, they had a problem with moisture in the ground. Obviously, their floors were wet constantly. So you had your wood bed. They had an ongoing problem would be that you eventually your wood bed would rot. And it would start by the feet contacting the moisture in the ground, etc. So they made little, like, there's a word for it in English, that would catch the feet, would be put under the feet as a block between the feet and the ground. So there's these little pieces, they're called malbanos samita. And bikaros samita. So a person would attach the malbanos samita, or the karasamita, which is the feet of the bed. U levachim shel skivas. It's a crossbow. So one of the pieces of the you would attach in the cross into the bow. It's supposed to say you have a bow which is a string. You string it. So some of them have a instead of having a string, they have a piece of wood which can be moved back and forth, which allows them to get an even stronger shot. I'm not pulling out the name for that, but whatever. So lo yachs, all these things you cannot attach them on Shabbos. The hichser is potter. He's potter. Avalos. Veloyiska. However, if the person should not put it in tightly, Rashi says means with nails, attaching it with nails. I mean, talk is chayav chatas. If he did that already, so that's not just going in and out, but that's permanently attaching it to the item. So that's already considered a malach. Rishim Megam Liloy Marim Hayarafi is mutter. Shmuel says, if you attach these things loosely, so obviously you're not putting on nails. The Tanakhama said that lo yachzer. He's saying that if you put them in loosely, is mutter. So the Mora is going to understand that the mitzvah shatosim, which they were matter because it goes together loosely, and therefore it's not considered a malacha at all. It's mutter even drabon. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Mor says, Bei Rav Choma Havi Mita Galanisa. They have this Mita, this Galanisa bed, which Rashi says it was basically similar to the idea of the Mita Shal Tosiyim. Havi Mahadrile Bi Yamatai, but they were putting it together on Yom Tov. Amalei Haumir Mirabonon, the Rava. So one of them asked Rava, I'm not sure exactly what Rava's connection is to Rav Bar Choma. I'm sorry, Bei Rav Choma. He asked him, "My daitach, what's your reasoning? Binyamin Etzara, you think that it's a malacha, which is not a full fledged malacha? It's ayade shino." Like we call tiltum in etzad as a way to say you're being talpul, not directly. You're doing it in a indirect fashion, meaning you're doing it in some type of machinery. He deserved the raisa like he served drabana miyika, but that doesn't mean take out this is the raisa. But this is the rabbana putting it together should still exist. Armalays. So Rava said back to this question. I present the question. Again, I'm not sure. The back of my mind, I have this idea that Rabbi married Rav Chama's daughter, but I can't tell you that with any type of definitiveness. So Amalei, I'm not Rav Shimon Gamliel, Sirali Damer, Imha Yerofi is Mutter. I hold Rav Shimon Gamliel that if it's loose, it's Mutter the Chalchilu. And that's how he was doing it. Okay. Tarsiyim, it's the second white line. Serving the chush is the people who smelt copper, or gardiyim, or tailors. They go from city to city, Lamalachtan, for their work. And they take with them a portable bed, which is made out of pieces. So it puts it together. They said it's mutter. Rav said it's, and Shmuel said it's chayv chattas. It's the process of the starting part of the putting it together, and it's completing and putting it together. So you made a kli, and that is, goes under the category of makab patish, av l'chol germe malacha, which is the av malacha for any time a person is completing a malacha totally. So this is makab patish. However, this will not go under the category of the malacha of boina, because ain't binyan b'keilim. But it goes under the category of Makab Patish, which applies to Caleb. It has arms for the, it has branches for the neighbors. But you can take some off. When you need more light, you put more on. The people who they smear onto the, and they whiten the face, the house was sit, whitewash. They have a stick made out of pieces. They put like a cloth on the top. And they soak it into the sit, into the lime. Hamachi, which has been, which has been dissolved into water. And they smear it onto the wall. When they do lower down, they use a shorter stick. As they go up, they add on more segments and they extend the their brush. It's by definition, it must be taken apart for the next job to be able to lower it down. So that's part of our, but the Kanamanara is Chayiv Chatos. And then Rav Simoy says Karen Agula and Karen Pshuta. Shneim Min Kli Zemra, they're both musical instruments. We're also in the Kavim Kikvora. These Karen Agula and Karen Pshuta are made with holes in them, comparable to a sieve. Machas Ben Chalilim, and you would put flutes or recorders into the holes. I mean, see in Perlis Harbe, and then you could basically play a lot of flutes at the same time with blowing into one Karen. Karen Agul is Maisa Uman, who Vitzarachli Skaya Ben Akabim, because the one which is bent is much more of a skilled type of a work to put it together, and you have to put it in tight. You put it in looser, and that one is normal to take it apart constantly, and therefore we put it. So the more says kani minara and itishal tosiyim should be equivalent. Even though by kani shal sayodim, It only calls it a Drabonon. Because in Ish, if I recall correctly, I'm sorry, I didn't really have a chance to look through this Gemara before. The Chazon Ish, if I recall correctly, says that the Kodesh HaSagadim, in the usage process, it has to go up and down. You do one section, you go up and so in the usage process, it has to be taken apart, put together. So by definition, the whole Malachit, the item itself, must be constantly taken apart, put together. The Mitzvah Shal Tarsiyim, I mean, theoretically, you could put it together and leave it there. I mean, it's your decision. You want to leave. You know, if you want to stay in town for a week, you know, you leave it there. You have a new decision in the next morning. So it's not part of the malachish of the usage. Sabo is that is to take it apart after you put it together. That's, I mean, even though that you know beforehand you're planning to do that, but right now you're putting it together for usage, and that theoretically is a permanent thing. And that which I take it apart tomorrow is a independent need, a decision which takes it apart. Whereas the kind of social yodim, the usage itself dictates that it goes apart and you put it. The usage, in other words, the usage of the kli has to be constantly more segments, less segments. Wherever the usage of the bed doesn't have to be constant. That I take it apart. The fact that I want to go somewhere else is something outside of the usage of the bed per se. So Morris says, "Inu Rabbi Abba Ravuna Barchia," but it could be I'm just saying Lashon Torah and it's not the Chazon Ish, it's my own shtickle Torah. So if you don't like it, don't blame the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Abba and Ravuna Barchia, Darmi Ki Haitana, they say it's permitted. Kirb Shimon, the Matzah the Chachila. So Ma'avon is a mitzvah. Ke'ein raglaim ketanim yesh lehem beis kibbol. They was like feet which have a indentation to hold something. Umarches itself in Russia carry a mitzvah. You would put the feet of the bed into them. Shall yugel worth. They shouldn't rot in the ground. Levachim shall skivas eitz cotton kimin daf. A small piece of wood like a board. Should token bekeshes shekaron. About how do you pronounce that word? Arbalest, which is shalom Moshe Chachetz, which there actually is. I remember just from my readings somewhere in my life, there was a type of a bow and arrow, which was called something that's arbalest, something along those, something similar to that, and it was more of a crossbow type of a thing than a regular bow and arrow. Bizim Rashi says Shalom Moshe Chachetz. You put the chetz on it, not the string. Whatever. So should not put it because Lo Yiska Bechayzik. I get to say this. Current coins. You shouldn't put in nails. If Shemuel said if it's rough, it's mutter. Midrash Alanisa is Tirnidin. Hukain shall tasim, it's similar to the one of Mita Shakarsim Tasim. You said you think it's maybe Jiminatzah, Neshain Dakua, you're not putting it in tightly. Umahatka because you're not attaching it tightly. Karale Minatzah, Karamal Yadashin, that's not the normal way of doing it. If it's only Drabana, but it's still Drabana, it's like I hold Shingam Leo, if it's loose, it's mutter. Top Tosis will be here, Tosis on the base. Tosis says the Machlagas really comes out to be totally strange. You have the Shingam Leo being Matra totally. And you have Rav and Shmuel, and the price, the price is saying that it's chayav v'chatas. So Tosis says that they're really arguing on the raisa level. Rav and Shmuel say that if you put it tightly, it's a chayav v'chatas. Therefore, if you put it loosely, there's an issur d'rabbanan. And Shmuel is saying if you put it tightly, it's not a chayav v'chatas, but it's made to take apart and put together. And therefore, if you put it loosely, it's not even d'rabbanan. That's really the understanding of the Machlokes. Yeah. No, because you know, if it, there's well, the Chazon Ish says if the in the item itself there is all of the hardware which is put there to keep it to open and close, etc. That's not this case. Over here, there was each piece was a separate piece, but you know, opening it up and clicking it in, I said that's not what he's talking about. The Chazon Ish talks about. There's a another Behuda which talks about opening a parasol. So the another Behuda says it's chayiv chatos, opening a parasol on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish comes along and says, but our umbrellas which we have nowadays, which the you know, I guess I don't know what the parasols looked like 250 years ago, the type of the another Behuda, right? 1750, you know, or 1800, another Behuda was 1800. You know, 20 years ago. I don't know, but it, you know, the Chazon Ish says, but nowadays, which you have all of the, in the umbrella itself, you have all of the hardware and everything you need to open and close, and it's all, so that's not, it's not chayv, that's not going to be chayv deraisa. Right. Right. I'm not sure why this Gemara is here. Like, you know, just like, bam, in the middle of, you know, Dachmem Zayin and Aleph, it's not, it doesn't go from the flow of the Gemara before. I mean, you would expect it to be come off of the Gemara before, where the Gemara brings in the case of the Menar Shalhuyas. Unless the Gemara sort of finished off its thought in regards to the Sugir of Shimon, etc., and then the Gemara went back to that point which had been raised. So I'm not sure why it's here. I just want to tell you very quickly, because we need to go by there, because we're still a whole lot behind. The Chazon Ish takes out of this Gemara a fascinating thought. See, here you have the Kana Shel Sayyadin, which is made to take apart and put together again, and the flow of the Gemara seems to say that even in that case, lo yiskav and takas chayv chatos. Even though it's made to take apart and put together again, but you know, if it's put together b'chosik, that it'd be chayv chatos. So the permanence of the connection is not the defining element of it. It's because even in these cases, the mabal zemita, the kar zemita, the bochum shel skivus. It doesn't seem that the issue was permanent versus non-permanent. They all go together in this flow of. I'm putting the bed together, and I'm planning to take the bed apart. And Ramesh will say you're chayiv. And Tosfos says, yeah, well, that because they hold the case you do it when you're talking to that case would be chayiv chatos, even if you plan to take it apart the next day. So anytime I put together, I combine together two things and make it usable. Going from the state of being non-usable to making usable is some element of binyan in the keli, and if I do it in a way which is a very strong connection, it's chayiv chatos. The Chazon Ish understands, this is the source for the Chazon Ish's understanding of the issue of electricity. In other words, everyone agrees that a person would turn on a switch and turn on a light with that incandescent light, so he's causing the filament to glow, so he's getting the metal red hot. So that's a malacha of mavir. But if there's no light involved, what exactly is the issue of turning on some type of appliance, electric appliance? What exactly is the malacha involved? Chazon Ish, in one letter, says, if you take something which is not usable as is, and you add another element to it, and the connection between that new element that you add and the previous item which is there is a very intense connection, that's a chayiv chatos. So if I take the wires, which right now are not functional, in the sense they can't produce anything into make the thing work, and I add the element of electricity, which I put through the wires, which was not there before because the switch was closed and the circuit was open. Therefore, there's no electricity running through it. I add the element of electricity to the wires. So that's an intense connection while it's there. It's very, very, it even though I'm planning to turn, I can turn it off very easily, I can take it apart very easily, but right now I've added another new element to it. So it's almost like, it's almost like Chias of Asim. You take it from being a dead wire to being a live wire. So we would argue, he says, that adding in Chias into a dead, something dead is probably some form of a binyan, of a makapatish to the item. So this is a form of a makapatish to the item. That's how the Chazish understands his understanding of the issue of electricity. Many poskim disagree with the Chazanish, and they understand that there's no light involved. Turning on an electric appliance, which is there's no lights involved, only the Rabbana, not the Raisa. Sorry? He actually talks about that. He disagrees. He disagrees with that. He says, because when you put the water through the pipe remains a pipe and the water remains water. When electricity goes through the wires, it's the electrons of the wire itself which are now functioning in a different way. So you feel that's a much more intense connection than the water going through the pipe. Okay, let's not get stuck on it. Okay. Zakta Mishnah. Noisin kli tachas in there, the Kabbalah. So we quoted this Mishnah earlier. So I want to put a kli from on Shabbos to catch the lamp is throwing out little sparks. I want to put something down there to catch the sparks. They shouldn't burn anything. So I'm allowed to put a kli under the nair. And even the Moor said before that you can't be mevatel kli meichala. You can't put the kli in such a way where it's going to become unmobilized. Because you can't, now it has muksa in it and it can't be moved. So Moshe says, once they land, they consider it in Bermamish, and they're not going to create a din muksa on the kli which catches them. And if you learn the problem, you can't move a kli, because Dabashan, and it's all the Moshe in the case that you wanted to move it for the other purpose, whatever. But you can't put water there and catch, you can put in the kli with the intention of extinguishing the sparks. So the more of a home come about the klimi echonoi, I'm going to bring the Rishua, like we had before, you're being about the klimi echonoi, by putting it there, the kli can no longer be moved, because it has muksa in it. The more says, no, it's in b'mamish, wants to go out, and therefore you would be allowed to move the kli. Great. Well, you didn't say chaymayim ibn eshuk, mechaba, you can't put water in, because that's called mechaba. Now, the truth is, you're putting water there, you put the kli down, and then when later on the spark goes in and the water puts it out. So that's not direct keeper, that's gram keeper. So lema tanan stoma fribyosi. The umr garm le kibui is oser. And Fribyosi says gram kibui. So Rashi quotes the Mishnah later on that the Mishnah deals with the issues of fire on Shabbos. So one of the cases, we have a small fire and you want to make a barrier with kalim to block the fire from proceeding further, so you're allowed to put kalim there even if the kalim have water in them. Comes along Rabbi Yossi says, but if the kali is a new kali which has not been tested in fire yet, so the chances are that it might burst from the heat and the water will come out and extinguish the fire. So you're not allowed to put the keli, which is a new keli, which has not been tested in fire yet. You can put it there if it's empty, but not if it's full, because it'll cause the fire to go out, even though it's not a direct keli, but it's only a grama. So it's oser. So that's our Mishnah. More says with Tisbara. Is that a logical thought? Emer domer Rabbi Yossi b'Shabbos, b'Erev Shabbos miyomer. In other words, Rabbi Yossi was saying it's also to put it thus on Shabbos. But if you put it there from before Shabbos with water, it's into eight. And this Mishnah over here is still dealing with the halachas of Erev Shabbos. Maybe you'll tell me our mission is referring to Shabbos. But Tanya, no, it's in Klitach, it's near the covenant says, it's B'Shabbos. Vein Tzarech Lomer B'Erev Shabbos. Well, he's in the Sech of Mayim, B'Bnei Shehu Mechab, B'Erev Shabbos, Vein Tzarech Lomer B'Shabbos. So this mission is referring to both Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos, and it says that it's also if there's water. Now, even Rabbi Yosef didn't say that. Elam Rav Ashi, Afilu Temer Rabbanu, Shani Hocha, B'Bnei Shehu Mechab, Kibuyev. We're going to a case the Erev Shabbos is also because you might come and do it on Shabbos, and we're going to and the case which you're worried about on Shabbos is the case where the person is putting it out directly as opposed to just Groma. Now what's the case it's putting out directly? Let's see in Rashi, Rashi and Tosis, or Rashi. Why this is called a direct kibbutz? See Rashi. There's no Rashi on the Mishnah, but it says Gemara b'halakha mevatachli mechare. Lo yuchal litlo misham. You can no longer move the kli. Kol yarmish denasa bosses lenitzayt. Says it became a bosses, and it's also to move. Leimet tahavi tiyuv to the chiz sedamer aser bepirkan. It's said it's aser to be mevatachli mechanoi. This mission says it's mutter. No, the answer is nitzotzeim b'mamish mishakabu. Once they go out, they're not significant. Umutter litlan. We had before a shalheves, which has fire on it. It can have a. It's significant enough that it can have a bosses supporting it. So the nair, the shemen, and the psila are all bosses to the shalheves. If there's no shalheves anymore, there's just this little bit of ash left. That's not significant. That's not going to create a bosses. This mission goes like Rabbi Yossi. B'chol kisvei kodesh ektoni oisin mechitza b'chol akelim bein melein bein rekonim. The Tanakhama says you can put any key you want, even if it's full. Kadesh l'tavra d'leika. You can make a barrier with any type of key. Rabbi Yossi oisir b'kli cheres chadashim. You can't use new kli cheres melein which have water in them. Shein yoch yichel mekabel or they can't handle the heat. Bein mispakin. They will burst. Mechaben it's d'leika and they'll put out the fire. Says Rabbi Yossi never said about Erev Shabbos kegon zeh shenoisin hamayim v'doim b'kli tachas aner. You're putting the water there before Shabbos. Chitema hachanami ein noisin l'sech hamayim b'Shabbos kamar. Maybe Erev Shabbos means you can't put water there on Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos is actually mutter. And Rabbi Yossi, no, v'tanya filu mi Erev Shabbos is also even Erev Shabbos is also. V'ilek ram kibui mede misalo. If you're comparing it to Gram Kiba, I feel like Rabbi Yossi loy misukma. If Erev Shabbos loy am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi didn't say it's halacha on Erev Shabbos, then it's also, unless it's also to put water there on Shabbos. Elam Rav Ashi Masnisa Nefilu Rabbanan. This is even like the Rabbanan. The Lidomi the Gram Kiba. That's the case of Gram of Kiba, which Chazal were matter in the case of the Leiko. The Hasan Kimati Dalaika Lakalim when the fire reaches the Kalim. Dalaiku the Pakalahu. The heat of the fire will cause the Kalim to break. Ragama Baalma, that's called a Grama. Avozeshan Nosan Hamayim Mamish Tachazanir. Over here the water is directly in contact with the nitzotzes. So mechaber mamashu uzer mevadoyim otur mishach hashech. So Rashi says if you put it like that on Shabbos, it's not called gram kibui. It's not called grom. If I have a fire there and the fire is putting out sparks and I put water under the sparks to catch the sparks, and the sparks go into the water and are extinguished, Rashi says that's not groma. That's not. I'm not causing kibui. I am doing kibbutz. So it's also on Shabbos. They made a clear meter Erev Shabbos, also a case after Shabbos started already. Shemakarbas kibbutz. Zman kibbutz lehed. You're directly lessening the time that the fire will exist. So Rashi learns that was considered mechaber mamish. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, even if you put the water there, and then the spark goes into the water, that's not kibbutz d'orais. But if the person theoretically if he's adding water on Shabbos, that is possible. He'll be adding water as the spark is going into the water. That's malacha d'orais. So regardless of that, erev Shabbos putting water there, you might put water there on Shabbos and at the time when the spark is going in, and that'll be a d'orais. Hadron l'chakira, zok di mishnah b'met taimne, b'mayim taimne. Sorry, what? Would that be called the Balach of Mavir? Even like Rashi, I'm not sure that would be called Mavir. Current Tosfos obviously would not be called Mavir. Unless... I think everybody would agree if you put it there as the fire is reaching it, so that's called putting it on fire. I understand Rashi, at least. In other words, who's doing the malacha? So the fire is a fire, and he's doing the malacha of extinguishing. When the case is Maver, he's putting there, and the fire is doing the malacha of turning it on. So that's a groma. So it would be different, whereas because Rashi understands the case, the fire is bursting the water and the water puts it out. The fire is what's doing it, not him. But over here, he's putting the water there and he's doing it. So, but the case of Maver would be the other round. That would be more different to like the case of the containers with the water. The fire is bursting the water and doing kibui, not him. So the fire is igniting the tinder, not heat. If you put it there as it, probably that everybody would agree it's chayiv. But to put it there beforehand, even Rashi would agree that that's not direct. Okay, so we mentioned in the end of the second parak that there's a malacha, there's you're allowed to determine me by yom, but even mishach hashecha, but once not mishach hashecha, it's safach hashecha, termin zacham, you're allowed to be termin zacham. So now we want to know, there's a malacha, you're allowed to be termin zacham, and what are the materials which you're allowed to use for atmana, and what materials may you not use for atmana. And which is again even from Erev Shabbos. We brought a brisa before in Lamed Daled that there was a difference between something which is Moisef Hevel and something which is not Moisef Hevel. Something which increases the heat, adds heat to it, is prohibited even from Erev Shabbos. Something which does not add the heat, it just maintains the heat, it insulates in some way, so that is permitted in Erev Shabbos. It's also around Shabbos itself, as much even on Erev Shabbos and even Benish Moshes. So what materials are permissible and what not? So anytime you may not do Atmona from Erev Shabbos, or be Gephis, that's the psoilus of the, after you crush the grapes, the olives, and you have that remaining mass, so that's going to start composting, and decomposes, it actually generates its own heat. So you can't use gephis, you can't use zevel. Will it be zevel? The same problem. Will it be melach? Not salt. Will it be sid? Not lime. Will it be chol? And not sand. Ben lach and ben yevashin, whether they are moist or dry. We'll have a tevin, we'll have a zogin, we'll have a mochin, not straw. Zogin is the psilus you have from crushing grapes. Mochin is soft materials. The more I should say, the case would be like, you know, the little pieces of wool which come off a young sheep's back. But not in grasses. Is one shein lachem when they're moist. When they're moist, they are considered a moist of hevel. But if they're dry, they're not. I'm not trying to understand the physics behind all of these items, but that's what the Mishnah says. In that time, then a balasal keder me al gabi kira. A person wants to take the pot off of the stove. The time the bedaber achi wants to insulate it. Amar chachamim ein time in bedaber hamoys of hevel. Al bedaber hamayim in hevel. You can't use something which adds heat. You can use something which just maintains the heat. Mihu a moisiv hevel, mihu a moisiv also, what's considered a moisiv hevel, which is also to do, use. Gavis pshel shal pesa bad, shal shemen, it's the pshel is from the crushing place of the olives, shukonu siachar, the chamoin. That pshel is, when you put it together, it becomes heat, hot. Lachin yesh bem hevel harbe, yesim in yereshim. If they're moist, they have much more heat than when they're dry. Zogin is special as Yaakov Yayin, that's the pshelos of crushing grapes. Muchen is called a barach, kari muchen, anything which is soft is called muchen. Kigoyin semer geffen, one example of that is cotton. Or betlishet semer, rach shel behema, the pieces, little soft pieces of wool that you could pluck out of the animal, which fall out. Grievous begotten bloom, where you take old garments and you chop them up into small pieces, all those are forms of muchen. Iboilahu. Morse Shiloh. Gefesh al zeisinsanan. Is a difference between the gefesh, which is made out of olive oil, olive, the remainders of olive, alba the shumshamin sharpadami. Gefesh of shumshamin, crushed sesame, you're making sesame seed. Oil, right? So you have the remaining seeds that is permitted. I don't want the shumshim in tanan, but kolshkin the zaysim. So apparently the Mora is assuming that gefes of zaysim generates more heat than that of shumshim. Toshma domer bzeira mishum chad debe rabbianai. So bzeira quotes one of the members of the yeshiva rabbianai. And he says, "Kupa she tamen boy is also leniach al gefes shel zeisim." Even if I insulate with a permitted material, if I add a heat generating element to it, that becomes also to do. So I can't take this kupa which is insulated. So if I totally insulate my percolator in a way which halacha is considered insulation, and there's a heat element on the bottom, that's not called davar hamayim hevel, that's called davar hamoisiv hevel. And that's also. So I can't put it on top of the gefer shel zeisim. Shema menoa shel zeisim zanan. So we see that the Mishnah is referring to zeisim. It says, no. The other name of the chol inyan hatmona d'shem shem nami yosir. In other words, you're not comparing when apples to apples. Irish over here was if the insulating material itself is shumshamin. What's the whole gefesh of shumshamin? You're telling me arrived from a case where the insulating material was a permitted material and there's a heat source in the bottom which is generating heat. Well, gefesh of zeisim generates heat, not shumshamin. That's very true. Not enough, but if you want to use gefesh of shumshamin as the insulating material itself, that might be a problem. That it should generate the heat. So you have no raya from that brisa to our shot. Or wherever that quote was from. The Rashi's for tomorrow. Two or three Rashi's for tomorrow.